Hey, look at there, that la-di-da and My Crew 5 are on right now. They're on the forum.
They are?
Yeah, look at that.
Oh. Yeah. Well, what is it, 39 to about 9:45?
Yeah, yeah.
Central time?
Yeah. This is last week, though.
Yeah.
Not this Thursday.
No.
Last Thursday.
Right, a week from when you're listening to this.
Yeah. Or maybe longer, depending on...
You know, it could be, to this.
Yeah, it could be several years.
It's true. So, yeah. That's a scary thought.
Yeah.
That's a scary thought. Well, shout out to My Crew 5 and La-Di-Da.
Clicking them.
You clicked him.
I clicked him. What does it say? What does it say here?
Click on people without asking.
Joined October 11,
2007. Yeah. 13 posts.
Relatively new. Wow.
13 posts.
Wow. I wonder how many posts I have compared to...
You have a lot.
Because you
more than you used to. Because you post on the Kiva, and you give us updates on that every month, which is nice. And you post... you've been posting a little bit more.
Oh, okay, good.
You get in your little moods where you post some.
Get my automated tools working.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, I guess we ought to start the show, huh?
Yeah, let's do that.
What are we going to do as an open? Let's see. You know what? I got to drag in a new one here. I got to drag in a new entry. Brian Bridges would kill me if I played the same one twice.
What are you dragging in? Don't we drag anything? I just mopped these floors. Don't be dragging anything in.
You never know what I'm going to drag in.
The cat dragged in.
All right. Are we ready?
I'm ready, man. Let's go.
Okay. Buford, you want to come into the opening?
I don't even listen to this show.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better
than waiting 5 hours to cook dried beans.
It's better
than thinking fat is just in your family genes.
It's better
than a diet consisting solely of greens.
It's better
than a broken iPod.
Two blind squirrels in the morning.
I like the pod.
Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
I got to tell you all about today. We're going to talk about some cool stuff. It's a David Barton and his video. Okay, back in a minute.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand. It's all right.
Did you read Brad Nash's comment here?
Yeah, that's what we did. We did the Brad Nash show last week.
Did we? Well, I mean, yeah, we did, but I mean, is this... I thought this was a new one.
Is it a new one? What does it say?
I don't know. Let's see. Hold on. I'm going to bring it up here. Until now.
Oh, yeah. I haven't read that. It says, until now, I've been told that the name Brad Nash sounds more like a character from a soap opera. Being identified as a country music star, which we did last week on the show, is definitely an upgrade. Unless it's Trace Atkins. Man, that dude is annoying.
Trace Atkins. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Too funny.
No, Brad Nash is a good name.
It is, man.
Yeah, he plays a fiddle.
Does he?
Yeah, he plays a fiddle. And he wears one of those cool cowboy hats. Like from the beach, you know? Like from the beach? Like one of those beachy cowboy hats where it's like all ragged on the edges a little bit. It's like
real,
washed in the surf
real
a few
casual,
days.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah.
Yeah. He's got on casual jeans and some boots.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That's
Brad Nash.
I can see it, yeah.
Brad Nash.
Yeah. You get them all outfitted.
And then when he goes to the country awards, he dresses in all black.
Mm.
Brad Nash.
Sharp.
That's right.
And laid back. Cool. I like it. That's good.
There you go. You
should be a professional.
I am.
Image consultant.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh.
Two Blind Squirrels is gooder than Star Wars.
Oh, I didn't know that was in there.
Oh, good.
It needs to be relabeled.
All right,
everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. I hope you've enjoyed the show today.
What? We'll talk to you. No, what? No, what? No. What? That's what? Huh? What are you doing?
Oh, Are we not done?
We have stuff to talk about. We have a whole run sheet to discuss.
Oh, this thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't we have things over here?
Sure. Let's talk about toothpaste. You know, I don't get toothpaste.
You should. It's
No, I mean, I use toothpaste, but I don't get this newfangled stuff, okay? I use the traditional Crest toothpaste that comes in a tube, like everybody should use, okay? I don't use baking powder. I don't use stuff that comes in a squeezable thing that doesn't go anywhere and you can't tell how much is in it. No, I use a regular tube with toothpaste in it. And when it gets to the end, I take my toothbrush and I rake it over the... You know, I can make a toothpaste tube last for like 6 months.
Yeah.
You just rake your toothpaste over it and you squeeze it really hard till all the blood runs out of your fingers and you just dip. And then you could actually like get the end of your toothbrush and stick it down in the hole and roll it around. I mean, you could, there's a lot of, and then you can even slice the side and peel it open. That's the last ditch effort, boy. And then but the other day I ran out of toothpaste. See, I ran completely out. I couldn't get any more out.
So your animated commentary tells me that you've actually done these things.
I have done these things.
Yes.
But the other day, I ran out of toothpaste.
Yeah?
Completely out. In fact, I wasn't out because I could have done a split open the side thing, but my wife threw it away. I went in there. There's no toothpaste. I said, honey, there's no toothpaste. Well, use mine. Hers is like that.
Sparklies?
Yeah, it's that stuff that's supposed to make your teeth white.
Oh.
You know that stuff?
Yeah, the chemical stuff. But what happens
is, yeah, you brush your teeth with it. And your teeth feel all like chalky and stuff. And
really?
No, I don't do that.
I didn't know they had that stuff. It's working really well because she's got really white teeth.
She does?
Yeah. So I noticed at church the other day, she smiled.
My teeth are kind of yellow. I don't have any cavities.
She's kind of, you know, ting, ting.
So anyways, I didn't want to use her toothpaste, so I went to Helen's room to use her toothpaste. And she has it in a regular tube, which is good. Okay? That's good. Because before, she had the squeeze bottle thingy, and it gets all nasty on the end. And you squeeze the bottle, but then the bottle, you can't tell how much is in there.
I don't think I've had the bottle. Like a shampoo bottle sort of thing?
Well, no. You squeeze it, and it comes out the top, and it sucks the bottom up, and it's all this...
Really?
Yeah, it's this weird thing. It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing. Anyway, I go in there, and I put it... It looks like... It says Crest on it. You know, oh, cool, toothpaste. So I put real toothpaste.
Real toothpaste.
So I put that on there on my toothbrush, and I put it in my mouth, and I start brushing my teeth. And you know what? Watermelon. Why would you do that? Why would you put watermelon? And not just, and this is not watermelon, okay? I mean, I know what a watermelon tastes like. This isn't that. This is watermelon condensed extreme, okay? Yeah. This is the flavor of watermelon on acid. You know what I mean? I mean, it's over watermelon-y.
Oh,
it's like the watermeloniest watermelon you've ever watermeloned in your life.
Yeah.
Okay? He's like, you take a watermelon, you boil it down to just genetic essence, and then you rub that in your mouth.
It's like getting hit in the head with a watermelon.
Exactly. At 50 miles an hour. So I'm just... And then, watermelon! And, you know, and I mean, it's like watermelon just all in your mouth. And I'm like, now I need to brush my teeth to get the toothpaste out of my mouth.
So this is part I don't understand about flavored toothpaste.
Yeah.
You brush your teeth to get the food out of your mouth.
Right.
Why would I? It's like,
right. Now I got to lay in bed.
Yeah. Why would you brush your teeth with chocolate chip cookie?
You wouldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, gotta look that up. Maybe got a flavor of toothpaste. No, you know, it's just ridiculous. I'm not on board with all these newfangled toothpaste.
Do you remember? Here's what I want them to go back to. My consumer request is I want the metal tube. I want the metal tube back.
Oh yeah.
The metal toothpaste tube.
Sure.
I want that back because that was the coolest.
Why was it cool?
Because you could like fold it. Up,
yeah.
And it got like this little bitty tube, and you could like, squeeze all of it out, man. It was.
They still make those. Crest still makes that. That's what I get.
You don't get the metal tube.
Yeah, that's what I get.
Plastic tube.
No. Metal tube is you roll up and it stays folded and all that good stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Crest still makes it. Only when it does. Everybody else has got the plastic tubes. You can't roll them up. You can't scrape them. You can't do anything with them. You don't know how much is in there. It's like some kind of mystery tube. It's the mystery tube. It's the same thing as the squeeze bottles I was talking about before. You don't know what's going on. And then you get the whole top gets all messy. It gets dripping down the side. It's nasty.
I'll have to look for that because I thought they had done away with the metal tube.
No, I have that.
Huh? Okay.
Fold it up. And you got it. You know what? You don't squeeze from the middle. No. You don't squeeze from the middle. Don't squeeze from the middle.
Nobody squeezes from the middle.
You squeeze from the end.
Yes.
You know what else is weird?
Drive me insane.
Was that toothpaste that comes out into two different pieces. It's like one side of it's a gel and one side of it's a paste. And you put it on your toothbrush and it's... And then there was the one that was four parts. Remember that one that came out in four? And
oh,
you,
yeah.
You squeezed it on your toothpaste there, on your toothbrush. And it had four sections.
You're using too much toothpaste, I can tell.
I like to put a lot of toothpaste. I like to feel, and do you sound, wet your toothbrush before?
See, the sound is not, you don't, it's just.
Oh, there's a big difference there.
Yeah, you don't do a whole
difference there.
You do it, a little bit, just a pea-sized, do the whole thing.
Do you wet your toothbrush before you put the toothpaste on it, or after you put the toothpaste on it?
Before.
Before.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you'll wash your toothpaste off your toothbrush.
Yes.
Hello. Why do people do that?
Hello.
Hello.
Washing your money down the drain.
So, and if you get your brush and your teeth and there's pieces of toothpaste in the sink, yeah. You use too much toothpaste.
Yeah, yeah. And you wash the sink. Always wash the sink.
Always wash this. Don't leave the toothpaste in the sink.
Ooh.
Your wife's got to clean that up. And you're going to get little hairs, you're going to get little shavings in it from your beard. And it's going to be nasty. And she's not going to hate. She's going to not because there's going to be no sex for you. Okay? So you need to clean out the sink. Clean the sink out. And then everybody will be happy. Everybody will be happy.
Well, speaking of things you shouldn't leave.
Yes.
I've said this before. I'm just going to say it again.
Say it again. No. Always say it again.
Whole new crew of people.
Sure.
Don't spit gum in the urinal.
That proves right there. Okay? If there's ever a case, okay, and I don't agree with this case very much. In fact, I tend to lean the other way. But if there's ever a case for the absolute total depravity of man,
yes,
it's that. It's gum in the urinal.
Yeah, you can pretty much tell a person's heart by whether or not they spit gum in the urinal.
Now, in the commode, fine. Flush it.
Fine.
It's gone.
Yes, yes.
In the urinal?
Yes. Because first of all, it doesn't dissolve.
No, it doesn't dissolve.
It doesn't go down the drain. It
doesn't go away.
Okay? So someone has to reach in.
And get it.
And get it. And that is nasty.
In all of its urine-soaked goodness.
Yeah.
Or bad, or evil, whatever.
Goodness.
That is the nastiest thing.
Yeah, it's terrible. So don't do it.
Somebody's going to reach in and get that. Cigarette butts are the same way. You don't see that anymore, but you used to.
Used to, yeah.
No. And here's the other thing. When I walk up there and I see that, okay, then I'm automatically in my mouth, I think about that gum. I think about that gum in my mouth because I see in the gum. And it's like this urine. And it's like by association, I have urine in my mouth just by looking at the gum. In there, because I can see teeth marks in the gum.
Dude, I gotta tell you, that's all you.
Okay, well, maybe it is.
Because I have never envisioned the gum in my mouth.
You don't think about what the gum would taste like now?
No.
Okay.
But not at all.
Okay.
Not even, no.
Okay.
Not a little.
But just don't leave anything, and you know what? Don't leave anything behind in the toilets. Okay, if you gotta flush twice or whatever, that's fine.
Ooh.
Don't leave anything behind. Gum, cigarette butts, or anything else. Don't leave anything behind the toilet. It's not what it's. Yes. Move on.
Cycle through. Speaking of which, I have a picture which I will post of a toilet lid.
Yes.
That's stamped with the title Church.
Oh, is that Jim Church?
No.
Is it Jim Church toilet? Maybe it's autographed.
It's
an autographed
limited edition
by Jim Church.
No, I don't think the two are connected. But it was interesting.
Maybe it's his personal toilet seat, and you're not supposed to use it. It's only for the church family.
I just thought it was interesting to go. I don't know church. Why would somebody?
Well, if you're sick,
why would you even?
You know, the old joke: if you drink too much and you're worshiping at the throne, porcelain throne.
Porcelain.
Well,
God.
Now you're actually.
Yeah.
At church.
It's
a little weird.
Oh, there you go. I'll have to remember that.
Are you supposed to pray when you sit on the toilet?
Okay, we can't go anywhere with this. Oh, yeah. Tithes and offerings.
We're good. Nothing. No, we're good.
Yeah. We're done.
You gotta
check, please.
In the show now.
Check. Can we have a check, please?
Now, here's the squirrel that you know has deep spiritual thoughts and lots of pizzazz. It's Jazzy Chaz. Jazz Hands.
We hadn't even got to what I wanted to talk about today, but we got to end the show, don't we? Is it time?
We got a few more minutes.
Got a few more minutes. Well, let's play a Ruth Ann clip here, and then we'll get to what I want to talk about.
We'll need to hear with your verse for the day, Isaiah 45:9. Woe to him who quarrels with his maker, to him who is but a potsherd among the potsherds in the ground. Does the clay say to the potter, what are you making? Does your work say he has no hands? I love the smell of scented candles, and at this time of year, I like to have ones with the smell of fall lit throughout my house. So I collected my bits and pieces of candles and melted them down to make 3 new candles. The smell of cinnamon and apple and spice is now wafting through my house as I speak. But we are but like these bits and pieces of candles. The Lord gathers us up in his mighty hands and molds us into more perfected beings, so that we too can have a good fragrance to share with the world. And what a gentle and loving maker he is. Thank the Lord today for the fact that he loves us so much that he takes the time daily to mold us into better Christians. Have a furry, furry day, you all. Now back to the main SBS news desk. Bonita here with your verse for the day, Isaiah 45:9.
I thought I'd turn that off.
See, now I like the smell of like the smell of fall, you know, when it's burning and all that stuff like that. But when I told Buford that, he set my yard on fire. So I don't say those things out loud anymore.
No, you got to be careful what you say around him, you know.
Uh-huh.
Hey, boys, you know what drives me crazy?
Toothpaste.
What's that?
Oh, no.
I don't use toothpaste. I use that baking powder.
Okay.
Put that a little bit on your finger and wash it around in there real good.
What?
Wash your finger before you do that, though.
What drives you crazy?
Well, the other day, I was talking to this girl up at the candle shop. She was telling me to buy one of these scented candles, you know. She said she just loves this candle. It smells like fall, she says. I said, well, it smells like fall. She goes, yeah. In the fall, I like to put this candle in my house and burn it, and it'll smell like fall in my house. And I said, well, why don't you just open the window? She said, well, I can't do that. I'm allergic. I think there's something wrong in the world, you know.
Yeah? Was it cinnamon?
No, because you can be allergic to the smell of cinnamon, I've heard.
Uh-huh.
And peanuts.
Smell of what?
Yeah, you can be allergic to the smell of peanuts.
You can be allergic to peanuts. Can you be allergic to the smell of peanuts?
That's what I've heard.
Oh.
I'm allergic to the smell of work.
Anything that resembles it, huh?
Just the smell of it stinks, you know what I'm saying? Well, listen, I gotta go. I'll see y'all. I got some minutes on the barbecue. I'll see y'all later.
Did you say minutes?
Yeah, I think so.
A barbecue?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, quickly. We don't have a lot of time for this, and I was planning on spending a little more time on it, but that's okay. I'll just make it quick. Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay. He's a little shaky over there. You'll have to put these in the. You have to put a link to this in the show notes. I sent it to you in your email there.
I got it over here. Yeah.
And it's David Barton. Back in, I think it was about 1990. He did a great video series called America's Godly Heritage, and there's 3 parts to this, and we'll put the links there. They're on GodTube.com. And is it GodTube.com or GodTube.net?
Nope.
GodTube.com. Okay. GodTube.com. Anyway, these videos are great, and there's a couple of quotes from the videos that I thought I would share with you, so kind of get a sense of it. But it has a purpose. It's a little history lesson. It's a little makes you feel good a little bit, but there's also a call at the end to really do something, because it's amazing what happened in 1963 and how that really changed America. But anyway, a couple of quotes for you. We have no government, okay? Think about this. We have no government with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. I don't know what this word is. Avarice? A-V-A-R-I-C-E? I don't know. But I'm sure it's bad. Ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. And that was written by John Adams, who wrote the Constitution, who was, you know, one of the writers of the Constitution. So, isn't that amazing what he says? I mean, he says that the Constitution can only work if the people it's governing are Christian or godly religious people, moral and religious people. In other words, and the whole Constitution, the idea here, and it goes on to expound just the numeral, it's like almost ad nauseum, the number of writings that exist out there from our founding fathers that explain that the Constitution was written with, you know, with this idea in mind that society would that as a society we would be a Christian nation and we would already conform to the Bible. That's why we take our oath on the Bible, because we're saying, you know, we're swearing by the Bible, not by ourselves, not by something else. We're swearing by the fact that this Bible is true, and what we're about to say is, you know, it is true based on what's in the Bible,
right?
By biblical principles. So, one more quote I wanted to give you that I thought was incredibly fascinating was, and this was like, you know, how they understood even providence. It says, as nations cannot be rewarded or punished in the next world, they will be in this. By an inevitable chain of cause and events, providence punishes national sins by national calamities. And that was written by George Mason, who was the father of the Bill of Rights. He's saying in that statement that, and this is at the end of this video, he makes a call to us to as a nation, that we must be involved in politics as Christians. We can no longer say that it's us and them. You know, it's us. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby said this week, it was a great quote by Bill Cosby this week, who said, it's not what they're doing to us. We've got to change that mentality. It's not what they're doing to us. It's what we're not doing.
Yes.
And so, he was actually applying that to the black community, but it fits right here.
Yeah, to people in general.
And, but he says, but George Mason here says that if we do not act, then, you know, and he relates this back, David Barton in the video relates this back to, I think it was Ezekiel who said, you know, I'm the only righteous man left. And the God said, no, there's 7,000 more, but all of Israel is going to be punished, including you and the 7,000, you know, because, you know, he said, I can't reward these principles. These principles lead to, because it, as individuals, we'll be judged when we die. We'll be judged in the future. Okay, we'll be judged at the judgment seat. But as a nation, we'll be judged now. And what happened in 1963 with the Supreme Court's decisions, which it's amazing, but anyway, in 1963 they started with saying that the separation of church and state existed to, you know, to put restrictions against, that there needed to be restrictions against religion to interfere with the actions of government, which it was never intended to do. But that started in 1963. With no prayer in school, okay? And since 1963, if you look at the growth rate of our nation, then the growth rate of the population versus the growth rate of all of the negative things, you know, unwed mothers, drug addiction, just, you know, prison rate, you know, prison, imprisonment, you know, all these things, murders, you name it. They've skyrocketed. They're not in proportion with the growth of our population. And so this has all happened since we've turned from those principles and stopped teaching biblical principles in school. So it was a very interesting video. There's so much to it. I can't really get into it here, but okay. it goes into school, it goes into community, it goes into family, it goes into, you know, everything, and why we should care about all this and what we can do about it. I mean, there's three of them. They're 20 minutes long a piece, and they're highly worth watching. So,
well, I will I'll make sure that those get out into the show notes.
Sure.
And this is you said this was what? Thursday's Friday show. Thursday show? Thursday show.
This is Thursday show.
Thursday show.
This is Thursday show.
I just make a note for myself so I know what day to put them on.
Okay.
I'm going to do the notes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Do that. Well, we've run long on this show, and I apologize for that. But I had a lot to say.
No, we're right on time, man. We don't ever run long.
I thought we were running a little long.
No, we're not running. No, we never run long.
I feel like I've been talking for a long time.
You have been talking for a long time, but we never run along.
I'm sorry. You know what? Next show, I'll shut up and let you talk.
No, it's good. It's good. I wasn't saying that. That's not what I was saying at all. I wasn't saying like that at all. I wasn't saying, you know, I don't want to sound like I was saying that. That's not what I was saying. You know what I mean?
Are you done?
What?
Are you done?
Oh, what?
Chatterbox, are you done?
Yeah.
Can I end the show now, please?
Okay.
My escondidas, everybody.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.